So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
No. Since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
All right. Who's here? So I thought I'd just give you guys a quick hello. I've literally spent the last 3 weeks in Saudi Arabia. I was there with my wife and a few other people, my best friend and some family members, and just had such an amazing time completely unplugging from the world, unplugging from technology, unplugging from day-to-day work, day-to-day business, checking stats, checking social media, writing emails, all of those things. So I want to say hello. Firstly, hello. Secondly, you know, I see so many changes that's happening in the marketplace. And one of the biggest things that I see is that, you know, most people are still not making a consistent $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 or even more per month. And if you've been at this game for 1 or 2 years or 3 years, and some people have been at this game for like 5 or 6 years, and you're not making a solid, reliable, consistent income, then you really need to look at what you're doing, what you're promoting, what kind of skills you're developing. Because I just did a two-day event here in London, okay? There was about 10 people attending. 10 people, it was like $5,000 per person. And as they came in, I quickly realized that even here, people spending, you know, $5,000 to come to this event, and some of them are successful in their own right, they still don't have digital products, passive income stream. They don't have a reliable, consistent way of getting customers. And so this is super important. You know, if you do not have consistent customers coming into your business, and if you're not having paid ads or free ads or whatever the case is, advertisement online that's bringing you new customers, then you are surely going to struggle. And I see this problem plaguing good people's mind, good people's hearts, where they're in a constant chase of just information or consumption rather than execution. Okay, and if that's you, you need to make a commitment to yourself saying, hey, listen, I got to figure this thing out. Well, you know, I need to figure out how to take the knowledge, expertise from my head, take my life story and package it up into a product or service. And so I'm going to share with you 3 things that I have done in my life where I have turned the knowledge from my head into products, physical products, software, masterminds, seminars, consulting, digital products that has helped me create a life where I'm pretty much able to do, you know, whatever the heck I want most of the time anyway. And so if that sounds exciting to you, let me know. All right, so 3 things that you can do right away where you can help customers, you can help yourself get out of your own head and create a digital product that sells itself, a digital product that you can put into the marketplace that other people can consume and have their lives transformed. Okay, so the number one thing is, what is the biggest need or problem that you see that's happening either for yourself or for other people? Okay, so what is the big problem that you can go out and solve? And by big, it doesn't mean that, you know, you're gonna have to go out and learn how to get to space or something crazy like that. I'm talking about just a big problem for a handful of people in your community, in your specific field, or just in general. So like, for example, you know, we just work in the middle of launching a software. We have a couple of softwares for this year, for the literally for the next 4 to 6 months. One of the software is for email marketing. Why? Because we realize, you know, every single person basically, when they have an online business, they have to use emails. They have to write emails, send out emails, all of those. And one of the biggest things that holds most people back from email marketing, which is basically the big problem, okay, is their ability to write compelling emails, okay? And I see this all the time. They can't write compelling emails. So what I found, okay, is that there's a big problem. Business owners, they struggle to write emails. So the next thing I added in was, what am I naturally good at, or what do I enjoy? And if you're not, if you feel like you're not naturally good at something and you don't have the skills, then just understand it's a skill gap that you're missing. And the greatest thing about a skill gap is, no matter what skill it is, you could go out there and learn it. You could go out there and figure it out. You know what I mean? And so there's always courses, training, seminars, books that you can read for you to go and learn. And now what we want to do is, first, we want to identify a big problem, a niche. And there's three questions that you want to ask to make sure that this niche is a solid, good idea. And that is essentially, number one, okay, is there a group of people that have the money to buy this program, buy your product, buy your service, okay? Because we don't want to go into a market where no one's spending money. We want people to be running ads. When I see ads, you know, I love it, because I'm like, this is where all the money is. And so you see, if you, you know, if you see lots of YouTube ads and lots of Facebook ads, well, guess what? That's where most people are spending their money. If you see people posting stuff about Shopify, about Amazon, about whatever, guess what? That's where all of the biggest money is. So you want to go and target a niche. And that's one question that you want to ask yourself. Second thing is, one, do they have the money? Two, are they easy to reach? Like, can you go out and run a Google ad campaign? Are they on Instagram that you can target? So first, you want to figure out if they're easy to reach. Second, you want to make sure that they're spending money. And third, are they irrationally passionate? Okay, like, are they passionate about what they want to do? And if you look at people that are interested in love and relationships, weight loss and health, and make money and business, these are three markets that people are very irrational. They will have high purchasing power. They will go out and spend a lot of money. And so when you look at these three different industries, then you can figure out, okay, you know what? I'd like to go after this one. So for example, in business and make money, I went after business owners. And then in business owners, I know a daily activity of a business owner is email marketing. So I went after email marketing. And then even in email marketing, instead of like figuring out which autoresponder to use, because there's so many, all of this, I thought, you know what? What if I develop and license out a software that helps people craft emails? Okay, so that's targeting your niche number one. Okay, that's the big, that's one aspect. Second aspect is, what are you naturally good at? So either you're naturally good at a skill, or you can go out and develop a skill. So for me, I love email marketing. I love writing. So that's what I'm naturally good at. The third thing is, what's your story that you can connect with all of these areas, with what you're good at and your niche? Well, for example, my story was, you know, I love email marketing, because when I was starting out, you know, I was a morbidly obese young man that didn't have a lot of confidence, and I didn't want to make videos, and I didn't want to speak on stage, and all these things that I do now. I just wanted to sit behind the computer and write emails and make money. I didn't want to talk to no one. I didn't want to sell to no one. I didn't want to do nothing except send emails. And so I got really good at writing emails and sending emails, right? So now you have your story, you have what you're great at, you have your niche that you've targeted, and when you come, you know, when you put all three of them together, the middle is your offer, okay? And that's what you want to really refine on. So if you want to target a niche, if you want to really identify what product and service should you be selling, how do you take the knowledge out of your head and turn it into a product or service that people will pay for? These are three things that you need to know in order for you to create an offer that will convert in the marketplace. Okay, this is exactly how I created 10 different businesses, do all of them to seven figures and beyond. It's because I figured out, hey, you know what? Here's a problem that the marketplace is facing. Hey, here's something that I'm good at or I can get great at. Okay, here's my personal story. You wrap all three of them, right? If you put it in a triangle, you put all three of them, and in the middle, that's your big idea. And then you make your big idea pop by coming up with an irresistible offer. So I hope you got something out of this video. If you're listening to this on the podcast, I hope you enjoyed this. Okay, so if you are not active, then I'm going to be removing a lot of people over the next few months or probably the next few weeks. So if you'd like more information on how you can start your own 6, 7, even 8-figure business by leveraging marketing online, then be sure to like this comment and type in yes. All right, so guys and girls, I will speak to you guys soon. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.